Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Let's think about what I just said there, where the hype ends and the help begins. You know how much hype there is out there? You know how many people trying to tell you that you can get on the internet? You can sell nothing and make millions overnight. I mean, it's amazing. It's just amazing how many people are out there hyping up some this or that, something for nothing, instantaneously, gratificationally diseased idea that you can make millions on doing nothing, right? So be it. I mean, there's nothing new about that. That's been going on forever and ever and ever. The question is whether you're 20 years old and you're just now hearing it and you're really susceptible to it, or you're 30 years old and it's beaten you down and now you're starting to believe in some of it, or whether you're 40 years old and you're saying, but I need to do something. And this stuff is out there. In other words, many people have been taught to have no success. And today I want to talk about that. I'm going to go through some emails in the email bag. And I want to break some of these ideas up, spit them out, see what we can do with them, right? And work on this. So the first email that I want to talk about here, it said, I listen to you almost every day. I've always enjoyed your show. My question, I've got very good credit. I could conceivably pull $40,000 or $50,000 out of my 401k to purchase rental properties. If I could actually find a deal that would cash flow sufficiently, how do you find these deals? I don't have any more cash than I have laying around, and I'm getting close to 60. So I'd like to start doing something now, better than later. And this is a gentleman by the name of Scott. I won't say his last name, but Scott, if you're out there, listen to this, man. The problem is that you can't find them because you don't know what you're doing. And I'm happy to give information over the radio and teach as much as I can. But the bottom line is, this is information marketing. I'm teaching you enough so you'd be interested to come in and find out how to do it. Yet, you haven't done that. So you say, well, how do you do this? It's very simple. You follow the teachings that I taught you. We find these deals on a regular basis every day. And they're out there, right? But you've got to come in and find out. Now, you found out how to do math. You found out how to do science. You found out how to read and write. You found out how to get married. You found out how to, you know, keep yourself healthy. You found out all these things in life. But to think that you're going to find out how to become wealthy, right, is by just one email, isn't really going to happen. But here's what we do. We go out. And we make connections. So I have right now 12 real estate companies. That's 12 different cities that I have a real estate company in. And my agents are connected to hundreds of other wholesalers and buyers that are out there finding these deals. My mentors are negotiating when we find one of these deals, our agent tells our member, this is a good deal. You better jump on it right away because it will be gone. It's so good. And if they're afraid, they go to our mentor, and the mentor looks at it and says, yep, this one makes sense. This will work. This is a good deal. And then the person jumps on and goes for it. After one or two of those, then they stop needing to go back to a mentor unless there's something different, funky about it, right? And that's where this thing really, you know, the rubber meets the road. And the answer is go out and buy yourself a couple rental properties, right? So we would go out, and what does this look like? Well, in the Houston market, and that's where I'm at, But it happens in other markets that are similar. It doesn't happen this way in California, where a single-family house, it's even a little teeny, you know, 1,800-square-foot home costs $4 or $5 million. $400,000 or $500,000, I'm sorry. You know, up to $1 million. It doesn't work. So you can't do it there. So if you're there, you know, Scott, and you're trying to do it in California or something, it won't work. You first of all got to be in the right location, right? So I think that Scott is in Texas, so that's a good thing. Start there. We get the right location. For those of you out of the state, you know, you can't do it in California. There's just some states it won't work. It won't work in New York City, you know. Might work in upstate New York, but it won't work in New York City. But I wouldn't want to own rental properties in a state like New York, where the legal system is so whacked out that you don't know what they'll do. They'll steal your property. You saw it happen with Donald Trump. We now have seen how it works. They'll take your net worth right away from you for something he did that wasn't even a real crime. So, okay, I'm not going to go there. That's not where I'm going to do business, right? So you do the right place. So here we are. We're in Texas, but there are other states, in fact, quite a few that we're in now. Like I said, I have 12 real estate companies in 12 different cities I'm comfortable in. And so we're looking for a house. I'm going to give you an example. A house might be worth $200,000. That might be its after-repaired value, just to give you an idea. We find one that we can buy for $110,000. And or maybe they want 120 and we negotiate them down to 110 or whatever. I'm just giving you round numbers. But we find out that it's going to take $50,000 to renovate it. So we now go to we put it in contract for 110. We know it's going to cost $50,000 to renovate it to make it perfect again. So we go to a hard money lender and say, I need to borrow the money to buy and renovate this house. The hard money lender, and by the way, I own mortgage companies, and my mortgage company does hard money lending. So you see where I make my money. I make my money by services. I have people that educate you how to do this. I have people that find the deals for you. I have people that can finance the deal for you. I have people that can help you operate the property. So I'm making my money on all the peripheral. Okay? You say, well, where are you making your money? I'm not making it on the deal. The money in the deal is going to you. I am making money from peripheral services. I just want to get that out front so you'd feel comfortable with where I get my finger in this thing, right? So now we go to the hard money lender, and the hard money lender says, I can lend you up to 75% of the after repaired value. So the house is worth $200,000. That means they can lend you $150,000. So you go down there and you buy it. For $110,000, they give you all the money to buy it. It takes $50,000 to renovate it, which would bring you up to $160,000. They've just lent you $150,000, so you need $10,000 to put in for renovations and maybe another $5,000 for closing costs. So now you're out of pocket $15,000. $15,000, you just bought a house that's worth $200,000 and you're in it for $160,000. So you made $40,000, but you made $40,000 of capital gain, instant equity, captured equity is what we call it, on a $15,000 investment. Now, once we renovate it and we fix it, we get out of the hard money loan and we go to a regular normal loan, conventional loan, and we do what is known as a rate and term refinance, and we can do that at any time that we're in the deal. There's no waiting period for that. Boom, we move over to a regular Fannie Mae loan. That costs us maybe another $5,000 in closing costs. So now we're out $20,000. But we made $40,000 on $20,000 worth of investments, right? Now, this gentleman says he has $40,000 to $50,000. That means he can do two of these deals. You know, maybe he does one that's at $20,000. Maybe he does one that's $25,000. Maybe he does two at $25,000 out of pocket. You know, I've seen him as low as $10,000 out of pocket recently. In the old days, we got him zero down all the time. But in recent, I've seen him as low as $10,000. And I've seen people do him as high as $30,000. Out of pocket. But the bottom line is it's somewhere around $20,000, $25,000 is the average on these deals. So this guy can easily do two deals, right? So there you go. You get started. Now say, well, Dell, does that retire the guy at 60 years of age? No. This is where you have to get over the instantaneous gratification piece. I had this conversation with my wife yesterday about our son that is buying his first rental house. And you know, he doesn't know what he's doing. He's scared to death. He just trusts that his mother knows what she's doing and that I know what I'm doing and the lifestyles knows what they're doing. But he's still just as scared as anybody else because this is a son from my wife's side. So he's hasn't grown up with me. And he understands, but he's scared to death because he grew up with a father that taught him to be conservative and don't take any risk at all, right? So this gentleman here has got the same problem that my son's got. You got to work through this stuff. Question comes down to, well, that didn't make me rich. And now I've got all my money there. Well, did the 401k make you rich? Is it paying your bills every month? The answer is no. Did your paid in full house make you rich? The answer is no. None of those things are paying your bills. But now if you get two rent houses and they're each paying $500 a month positive cash flow, you've got $1,000 a month coming in. It's $1,000 you didn't have. It's $1,000 you've never had in your entire life coming in. And you're 60 and you've never had $1,000 a month coming in tax-free with no work. So what happens now? Now you get excited about it. This is like doing sit-ups, doing push-ups. It's like losing weight. You do the initial exercise to give you the strength to see that you can do more. And that's what it takes. Every time I go back to working out again, you start out with that one or two workouts that get you back into good enough shape that you can start working out again. You don't kill yourself in the first one. But what happens is you gain confidence. And so with these two deals done, this gentleman's gained enough confidence. And now he goes, can I take the money out of my 401k? Because he isn't telling you he's got money. Well, that is his 401k. So I bet he's got money in his house, right? He's probably got some other stuff he could sell to get rid of. I've got hobbies up the gazoobie. If I ever go broke, hobby's going to support me for, you know, start selling my hobby stuff, right? Bottom line, it gives you the strength to start doing this stuff. And that's what you need. You need to build up the strength. So we start small, and then we start chunking. One deal after the next. One of the first things I found out when I did this is that I could chunk my way to success. And after we take a break, I'm going to come back and talk more about chunking so you understand what I'm really talking about and how you can use it to get you where you want to be. We'll take a short break. Be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Teaching you with a roadmap to creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Walmsley Radio Show returns in moments.
The world is full of doomsdayers and naysayers. That won't move the needle of your life forward. It's time you take action and become a part of something bigger. Learn a new roadmap. The roadmap to retirement through real estate investing. Learn from the best, Lifestyles Unlimited, and make new friends.
The lifestyle people became our closest friends, really, because they knew we weren't crazy. And now all those other people who thought we were crazy and they're like, what did you do again?
Leave the lack mentality and join the group with an abundance mentality. Lifestyles Unlimited.
The whole Lifestyles Unlimited team is just wonderful, and all the people in it is basically copying what I do so you could be successful.
Join Lifestyles Unlimited today with this introductory offer. 2 years for $297. The Lifestyles Unlimited Financial Freedom Program. Go to GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Enter code 2024. Join and learn with Lifestyles Unlimited at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com, code 2024.
You're hearing the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at LifestylesUnlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. Today we're in the mailbag, and we're talking about the concept of chunking right now. And, you know, whether we're talking about my son, you know, in his 30s, or we're talking about this 60-year-old gentleman that sent me this email, you have to understand that the way this process works, this chunking process, is that you're doing two things at the same time. One thing is building cash flow, which you have none of right now, and you need more of, which in and of itself really is appealing. I remember when I first had $880 a month positive cash flow, and I figured out, man, you know what? That pays my gas bill, my electric bill. It actually paid my rent, if I used it all for rent, No, I'm sorry. Rent was only $450. So it paid my rent. It paid my electric bill and my gas bill. So I thought, man, this is great. If I just bought one more rental house and could, you know, pay for my auto payment, if I could buy one more rent house and it could pay for my groceries, I could buy one more rent house to pay for my health insurance. And I started saying, okay, what do I need to actually retire? And this 60-year-old gentleman, you know, basically the same thing. You know, you need X number of rental properties to cover for you to be able to retire, right? So you got to get started. But what you're not realizing, because it doesn't show on the surface, is the example I just gave you, we just captured $40,000 in equity. So if he does two of these houses, if Scott buys two of these houses, he makes $80,000. Now, that $80,000 is a part of his net worth. He can't get it out of the deals right away. It's going to take 2 years to get that money out of those deals. I've seen people get it out in 1 year. You have to have a CPA that believes this. For you to be able to pull money out or resell a property into a 1031 tax-free exchange, you either have to hold it long enough you can refinance the money out, which is 1 year, but you can't get all of it. You can only get a part of it. So let's say the house is worth $200,000. You can now borrow out 80% of $200,000, you know, which is $160,000. You've got a loan on it. No, you've got $160,000 loans. So really you can't borrow it out until there's more equity in the house. I'm sorry. But you could sell it and pull that equity out of there and do a 1031. And now you've got, instead of you put $20,000 into it, you have a $60,000 loan. It's worth $220,000 or it's worth $200,000 or more. So that's $40,000 you now have. And you can go buy two more houses, 1031 into two houses that way. So if you do that with both houses, you're now going to have four houses and you're going to have $2,000 a month positive cash flow. And if you continue to buy the equity, if you made typically the $40,000 in the example I used, that would be four houses times 40. It would be $160,000 in equity you would capture that year. So that year, you know, first year we captured X, which was $80,000. The second year we captured $160,000. We already made $250,000. The next turnaround, though, from the four houses could be a small apartment complex, in which case I bought a small, actually it was five duplexes right together, but I bought them as an apartment type of deal because they're all in the same lot. And I bought these for $200,000 with $20,000 down years ago, man. So numbers are different. But I bought them and I bought them for $200,000 and I sold them for $450,000. So I made $250,000 on what was a $20,000 down payment. So it was over 100% return. That's what small deals can do for you. Now, you can't go out and find gigantic deals that have those kinds of rates of return, because when you get to the larger deals, there's smart people out there with tons of money behind them that if something came up that great, they'd snatch it in a second. It would be gone, right? So those kinds of deals don't happen on the big side or on the giant side. They happen on the small side. So when you're getting started, that's an advantage for you because you have something that nobody else wants, or you can go after something nobody else wants except beginners. The beauty is that if it's a beginner, if you're not educated by somebody like Lifestyles Unlimited, they don't know what they're doing. They don't know how to go take that down and make it go from 200 to 250. We do. We teach you. We help you. We mentor you. And then you do it. And now all of a sudden you make 200,000 more. You had $250,000. Now you have $500,000. And that's how you do it. So if the son starts it in his 30s and starts now, by the time 2.5 years is, you know, typically it took me 2.5 years to retire. We tell people it takes between 2 and 5 years to retire. And by the way, when I wrote the book, I said it takes between 5 and 7 years. But my members just destroyed that. For 34 years now, they've made it 2 to 5 years to get out of, you know, to retire in this stuff. And which, what does retirement mean? The definition means we replace our earned income with passive income, right? So there you have it. That is the chunking process to get to where you want to be. Now, interestingly enough, this next email is great. I love this. And see if I can find it. It said, this guy wrote me, and by the way, he's not a member, and he's a pessimist. And he said, with all due respect, there's no, and that's the way he wrote it, there's no property that will purchase for $20,000 and rented legally. Stop telling people that. And so this guy's name is Joseph. And I said, Joseph, I've showed this to you multiple times. It is true. I have people on the radio that show it to you. We have free seminars where you can go to and case studies where people come up and show it to you over and over and over again. So the guy says to me, like, well, then show me these deals. Going, I don't live my life to take on a pessimist problem in life. This guy's a pure pessimist. I realize that people need to see it to believe it. That's why there are case studies you can go to for free. There's a free workshop you can take to learn about how this all works and see examples of it, real examples that are, you know, in the seminar. But there's live free workshop or live case studies you can go to. And of course, I bring the people on the radio. The Tell Dell radio show is, you know, popular for years now, whatever it's been on. So this stuff is real. This guy just doesn't want to believe it. And if he thinks I'm going to spend my whole day as a retired individual, as a wealthy, successful person, sending him stuff to prove to him something that I've already proved to everybody, it just shows you why he's going to be stuck where he's at the rest of his life. So, Joseph, I'm sorry, man. You need to get out of stock. You need to get in here, sign up, take a free workshop, take a free case study, if that will help you. And then sign up and get in, learn how to do this stuff. I mean, this membership here is $740 for 1 year. We're giving it to you for 2 years for $297. I don't know how the heck you can do any more than that. I mean, that's more than I spend on dinners when I go out with my wife and friends. I mean, come on. That's nothing, right? So what I want to do is I want to explain to you why people can't do stuff. And I'm talking about a Tony Robbins concept of how fear, false evidence appearing real, creates inaction, and the inaction comes from the fear, and the fear is held up by your table that has legs of misbelief. And so in this example, we talk about, number one, your experience doesn't show that it can happen. In fact, in your life, everything you've ever tried, you failed or has been inconsequential, or when you get to the end of it, you've actually completed. I've had this happen to me in my life. You get to the end, you complete something, you go, boy, that's anticlimactic. I did all that to get that? Whew, man, that was a waste. And so your life has many personal experiences that success isn't really out there. Number two, your family and friends have failed at real estate, have failed financially. They're not rich. They're not successful. They're mediocre. Middle class, living the quiet life of desperation, just like you are. And so that leg holds up that your fear is true. The next one is education. Your teachers are going to teach you that nothing works because their life sucks. They're poor. They don't have a life. And they're going to tell you that that's the way life is. You're going to go to school. And really, if you get a good education, you can go to college. And if you go to college, you can get a good job. And if you got a job, you can work for the rest of your life. Job where you're on the treadmill working every day and you're dead tired when you come home. Or you've got a cubicle job where you sit and you just grind your brain away every day and you live your life in quiet desperation. So that's what your educational people are going to tell you, because, you know, your professors aren't rich unless they've got some kind of gig going on, right? But they're not teaching you that. There's no entrepreneurialism. So moving on to the next email, public influencers. This is one I've added because I think it's something in this day and age that's really problematic. There are so many influencers out there now that are trying to tell you that take some naked snapshots of yourself, put them on the internet, show pictures of your feet, sell pictures of your feet. Go out there and sell stuff that you don't even own and be a third party's sales functional machine through the internet. And by the way, you realize that doing that, you're just really an employee of somebody else. You don't own a business. You don't own a product. You're just, you know, selling stuff. You're a salesman. And it's just saying, well, you can use the internet to facilitate that and make it less work than what it is. Okay. I believe that happens. However, the reality is that can everybody do that? And will that allow everybody to retire? And one last thing, how does that build wealth? I mean, it builds income maybe, but how does it build wealth? Where the real estate, you're accumulating assets. And that's the one thing that young people don't understand in this day and age. In fact, I don't think many people understand this day and age, is that you need to be able to build wealth. You need assets. So why do I get out of paying taxes? I got to go see my CPA this week. Why do I get out of paying taxes on all this money I make? Because I have assets to depreciate. The depreciation is a paper loss. It's not a real loss. It's a paper loss. And the IRS allows you, in fact, they want you to deduct the depreciation. And hence, you don't pay the income taxes because of that. Now, real estate investing is not a job. So there's no Social Security and Medicare. It's not W-2 income. So there's no Social Security and Medicare. You realize if you start your own little business, you really are needing to pay Social Security and Medicare of 15.3% because it's earned income. That's your job. That's what you do for a living. Not only income taxes do you pay, but this extra 15%. And by the way, if you live in a Democratic state like California, you pay another 12%. Or New York State, you pay another 12% on top of that. So think about it. You pay 30 to 40% in income taxes. And you pay 15% Social Security and Medicare. That's 45 to 50%. And then you pay another 10 or 12% for your state taxes. So you're up to 60% of what you earn. So if you make $100,000 a year, you're living on $40,000 a year. If I, in real estate, only make 40, I'm making as much as you are. But if I make 100, I'm making 2.5 times what you are because I'm not paying taxes on it. So you have all these false beliefs that you're clinging to because of all these past experiences of you and other people out there. That's a real problem. Now, I want to cover one more email, and that's kind of important. That is, this gentleman's saying, hey, I have $1.8 million to invest, but it's in my 401k. Is there a way to get it out of there? Well, there are ways to get it out there without paying penalty, and I'll cover that in another radio show, or you can come to our free workshop and find out how to do it. But there is ways to get it out without paying penalty. However, getting it out without paying some income taxes on it is not going to happen because you haven't paid taxes on the money you already earned. It's sitting there. And the reality is, let's say you had $1 million in your 401k and you doubled it. You now just doubled the amount of taxes you have to pay. But if you take the $1 million out and pay the taxes on it. And by the way, there are ways to take it out to reduce the taxes drastically by the timing of the withdrawals and by buying large chunks of real estate leveraged up that give you the depreciation to use against those withdrawals to bring the taxes down in that situation. So if you get in here with us, we're going to show you how to do that. I'm going to work with you personally if I have to. I do with these larger type situations. This gentleman, I spent 30 minutes on the phone with him, working it out, a plan to get it out of there at the lowest possible tax rates. But you're not going to get money out of the 401k without paying some taxes on it because it's earned income you've already earned that you haven't been taxed on. Whatever the capital gains in there, you could have paid capital gains tax. You're going to pay earned income taxes on it, which is the highest tax possible. Why? Because the 401k doesn't work. All right, my friends, good day. Let's hope some of it rubs off on you and you get in here and get started. The rest of you out there, remember this. It's not the money. It's the lifestyle. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more of Dell's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Walmsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.